الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا الشمس كورت، وإذا النجوم انكدرت، وإذا الجبال سيرت، وإذا العشار عطلت، وإذا الوحوش حشرت، وإذا البحار سجرت، وإذا النفوس زوجت، وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت، وإذا الصحف نشرت، وإذا السماء كشطت، وإذا الجحيم سعرت، وإذا الجنة أزلفت، علمت نفس ما أحضرت، فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس، والليل إذا عسعس، والصبح إذا تنفس، إنه لقول رسول كريم، ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين، مطاع ثم أمين، وما صاحبكم بمجنون، ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين، وما هو على الغيب بضنين، وما هو بقول شيطان الرجيم، فأين تذهبون، إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين، لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم، وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله، وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام، ثم الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان، وكفى به النعمة. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن تابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه. فقال سبحانه وتعالى: ومن يهن الله فما له من مكرم، ولا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهله. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم علم ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى reminding us the most important aspect of success in this ayah, where he makes mention, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ. Abstain, refrain from all sorts of sins. Sins refers to like kind of disobedience, and in a very simple language means rebelliousness. Abstain from all kind of rebelliousness, sin, disobedience, whether outwardly or inwardly, externally or internally, apparently or the hidden one. All kind of sins one has to abstain and refrain. Sin actually might be smaller or bigger. It's just like a fire. If you have a very tiny small fire and there is a huge fire, this tiny fire also you cannot hold it in your hand because it will burn. If you throw it on a carpet, eventually it will start burning, and the small will develop into larger and bigger. The ulama make mention, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah, he says that this sin, that when we start, whether it is looking at something on the phone, or whether it is backbiting, lying, sometimes you just lie, small thing, or it is sometimes getting entertained by the ear, just want to hear what they're saying, or how the musical sound is. It's first time maybe, for example. Or you started chatting to Namahiram woman, so you just tipped some words, salam and etc., you know, sent some flowers. Or you went to see where the sins are taking place with your feet. You went to casino maybe, and you went to club maybe to see how it happens inside there. So these are the beginning period, tiny, small sins to start with. Then he says the sin in beginning is just like a thread, the thread by which we stitch the cloth. Child can also break it, anybody can break it. But if you persist, you want to again watch and watch again and again, because this is addiction actually. So it's going to go to clip, movie clip, drama, etc., games, you know, same things which are there. Or you enjoy gossiping people, and then you just talk same thing, one person, then second person, the third person. And you get entertained by that because they laugh, and you say, oh yeah, but you're humiliating someone. Or you don't have control over temper, so you become abusive, and you use vulgar language. Now and then when you get angry, you use vulgar language. And this becomes like part of your language, using, you know, bad words. So these are the major sin. But what happens is that eventually the thread turns into rope. And the rope becomes so stronger, like they give example of the anchor that holds the ships in bay, in the you know, four ports there, that once they put inside the area with that iron and that rope, it's so strong, it's unbreakable, kind of. So that's how the sin becomes. Then the one who persists on sin does not make tawbah is not astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. These are the verbal tawbah. Primarily condition of the tawbah is to stop the sin, to delete, like to go away, to never come back to that particular sin. Tawbatan nasuha, as the Quran makes mention. So then that rope, Allah can break it as well, but it's unbreakable initially, very strong. But if you apply the primarily conditions, those are for tawbah, then Allah will take you away. Yeah, you have to remain in the period of bitterness for a few days, 40 days maybe. 40 days you don't do one sin, then the cleanliness takes place in the heart. Then you'll start having, not missing. And eventually a time will come, you'll start hating the sin. Then you'll understand that the mistakes I used to make are very severe, very wrong mistakes. So this is the condition of the sin. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. Abstain from all sorts of sin, whether the apparent outside or whether the internal, when you start fantasizing things and you start thinking of those haram things, those also must be deleted and stop immediately. What is the effect of this? Is that once you abstain from sins and you devote yourself, like now, even if you read Farad Salah, you will have enjoyment because thoughts and mind is clean now. So every verse you recite, you enjoy. Every tasbih you recite, you enjoy. Then Allah makes your life hayatan tayyiba. وَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبَةً. That it may be male or female, Muslim or mu'min. They have iman primarily. Condition is iman. Then they do amal salihah. Then Allah says, then we grant them in exchange hayatan tayyiba, a pure life. Pure heart, pure life. Because pure, when the heart is pure, everything seems to be good. When heart is dirty, then you start doubting, you get angry, you become vulgar. But once heart is clean, Allah makes things for you easier. Surrounding becomes easier. Your family members become obedient and they become nice to you. You find things are becoming better because you have become better. When you are dirty, people become dirty. أَعْمَالُكُمْ عُمَّالُكُمْ. Your actions, the way they are, that's how you're subordinate. Like people who are working with you are going to work with you. You become righteous. Allah will make them righteous. So, ulama making mention that this particular sin, that it has got different category, but they're saying that like a person came to Hassan Basri Ghaliban, and he said that, you know, like if you could give me like some idea, some advice, I am addicted to certain sin and I'm unable to live, so I don't know what to do. So he said that, look, find an area where no one can see you, including Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he thought for a little while and said, no, this is impossible. Because Allah is watching me. And then, you know, and then he said that, okay, then stop eating food. Because food is rizq of Allah. So you could have a saying that, oh Allah, I used to not eat your food, I used to not drink your water. Therefore, I can rebel, I can sin. He said, that is also not possible. Then he said that, is there any like kind of area where you can go and leave the earth? You know, it means like leave the planet and go in a different area, out of the orbit. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنْ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَنْ تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِالسُّلْطَانِ. Allah also challenges sometimes. He says, oh, mankind and jinn kind, or jinn has got more power. He can go anywhere. He can also enter the human body. He says that if you have power, then go out of the orbit. فَانْفُذُوا. Go and show. لَا تَنْفُذُونَ. You'll not be able to do إِلَّا بِالسُّلْطَانِ. Except by the will and permission of the Sultan, the real king. So that is also not possible. So then he said that إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِلْ مِرْصَاد. No. Allah is watching each one of you in a manner. Mirsad, it means the, like a, for example, for like a hunter has gone to look for a prey. Once he finds his prey, his focus and aim is so precise, he'll not blink his eyes. Focusing on that. Allah says he focuses on each one of you. In Rabbak Labil Mirsad. He looks at you in that manner. What you do, everything is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where can you escape? You cannot escape outside. In Rabbak. Then he says, if you can never be alone. Aynama kuntum Allahu ma'akum. This is the verse of the Quran. He says, wherever you are, Allah is with you. It means the knowledge of Allah. Understand? So this is, so Allah is watching. Where can we rebel? And actually understand, people who commit sins are rebelling. And rebelliousness is considered in any country treason. And as a result of which, maybe they can assassinate you or they can expel you out of the country. Maybe you run away. But if they will not allow you to remain in the country when you have rebelled against the government. But it's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we commit sins and yet Allah doesn't punish at the same time. Imagine the person who takes interest. So many people taking interest in usury. It's not the next day they've been hanged in their homes or in their banks or wherever they go. But people who commit adultery, Allah doesn't take the eyes away same day. Because this watching pornographies and watching these clips and watching a mahram woman is one of the major sins. It's from the Quran. Read Surah An-Nur and you'll see. Backbiting by tongue and humiliating people and listening to musical instrument and music and those kind of things. And it's not the major sin, but punishment doesn't take place because Allah's system is based on mercy. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when I went to Mi'raj, I observed the things. So I saw the water is mercy. So the his arsh is based on the ocean, unlike this ocean of the bitter. It's a sweet ocean, obviously. Then is the arsh. Then is the throne, the kursi. And on top of the kursi, it is affidavit kind of written, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي قَدْ سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. Surely my mercy prevails over my anger. So I gather that Allah is forgiving, most forgiving, oft forgiving. He's far more merciful than any human can be. You know, mother towards the son or to the daughter, to the children. Allah's mercy is 100 times more than that. That's only 1%. Or maybe less than 1%. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave us this chance or spare. He gives us, okay, maybe you'll change. You'll make tawbah. He waits for years and years and years sometimes. So it is now we shouldn't be disloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has been so much merciful. All the faculties which Allah has given installed in our body is functioning. My eyes is working. My ears are working. My hand is working. 360 joints are 100% functioning. You know, my lungs, it's you cannot count it. The mercy of Allah. إِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Within yourself, you can count the mercy and the rahmat of Allah. So then why should we be disloyal to the Rabb who is so merciful? He sent us in this dunya. It is part of his system that he wanted to try us and wanted to know that if I give creation a choice, how will he behave? Unlike angels. He could make us also angels, make human beings also obedient 100%. All the human beings pray salah, don't lie, don't deceive, don't do haram. Oh, 5 times salah, masjid gets full. Everybody is honest. No crime. Allah says, no, that was angel. I want to create a creation that I shall give them ikhtiyar, choice. They'll see how behave. So then they were also rewarded. Angel don't get rewarded. It's not that angel at the end of the day, qiyamah, they're going to get Jannah. Because they don't have that feeling. They only, al-malaikatu, the malaika, they always obey Allah's command. That's it, finish, nothing else. They are made like that. So when choice was given, reward was also given. That when you die, when you become a good person, then they say, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. The one who shall exercise the consciousness of Allah, conscious, he knows, mindfulness of Allah, then we grant him 2 Jannah. The Muhaddithin, Mufassirin, Ibn Kathir, rahmahullah, he says, Jannatani, the 2 Jannah, one is experience of Jannah in dunya, Jannah in the heart. You will be experiencing so nice. Fear will go away first. No more fearing anybody. And then contentment of the heart, plus grief and worry will go away. Because now you trust Allah. Everything depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you Jannah in this dunya by experiencing peace of mind. And Jannah in Akhirah is coming. So this is 2 Jannah for just obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, in conclusion again, that the nahusa, the word nahusa also is in Urdu as Latin in Arabic. It means evil effect. The evil effect of our rebelliousness and our sins, don't go far, it comes back. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. Quran says that the sin which you commit will return back to you towards your family members. So you're doing something, but you don't know that the whole family is getting affected and impacted by that. Hasan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, he said in Basra, Hasan Basri was Imam for 30 years, one of the great saintly person plus the ulama from among the Imams, and he came in towards the ending of the first century. He said that I got an individual, a merchant who was a jeweler, and he comes and he says, you know, he was crying, and I said, what happened? He said, Imam, something amazing has happened with me, is that I'm a jeweler, I sell jewelry, you know, all the bangles and the necklaces, all those what they sell. So a lady comes to me, then I would help her sometimes, if she can't get fit. So when I help her, I get hold of her hand. It's not mahram woman's hold, we're not allowed to hold. But anyway, I was a salesman, I'm selling. So when I get hold of the hands, I get that feeling. Because human nature, he gets attracted to the opposite sex. Even looking is attraction, touching is more attractive. Then I say, I get that feeling. And, you know, then sometimes we smile. And you know, obviously, from one step, shaitan takes you to the second step. Then if we would have been here, we would have just asked for the WhatsApp number maybe. You know? Second, third, fourth step. So he said that this happened commonly. So a few months later, I see my wife is crying at home. I say, why are you crying? Why are you grieving? She said, look at this man who works in our house. He's a cleaner. He's a maid, actually. He brings the grocery and this. Recently, he just stares at me all the time. So he said, then sometime when he's passing me something, he tries to get hold of my hand, the lady saying. So the man, he started crying. I said, what are you crying? He said, I made a similar mistake, he said. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيُّ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. When you do something wrong, it reverses back to your own house. So think before you do haram. Think before you look at the pictures and photographs of women folk. And vice versa, woman looking at the men folk. The same thing, same sin. Think before you lie and you deceive people. Somebody's going to deceive you. Think before you backbite about somebody. You humiliate something, you use vulgar language. You possess somebody's property, hook or crook. So this is where it is that وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ سَيُّ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. And the second ayah, Nabi Quran makes mention, وَمَنْ يُوهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Sometimes a person can be sitting in the house and Allah disgraces him. And Allah says, who is going to give you respect if Allah decides to give you disgrace? So this is all the effect that you think nobody is going to watch you, nobody will know, but if Allah wants to disgrace you, He'll disgrace you while you are in the four walls of your house. وَمَنْ يُوهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. If Allah decides to humiliate somebody, then who is there to give you honor? So my respected brothers, our honor, our respect, and our dignity lies within the obedience and also increasing of istighfar abundantly, and living the sin, and you'll enjoy the life of awliya Allah. You'll enjoy the life of the people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every human being, once they become mu'min, they fall into the category of awliya Allah, provided they live the sin. Simple thing. Even if you pray five times a day, if you don't even observe so much of sunnah, but you're not lying, you're not looking haram, you're not listening to music, you're not backbiting, you're not using vulgar language, you're not possessing somebody's property, cheating, and taking any, you're not hurting somebody. You are the wali of the time. If you make dua, du'as are going to be mustajab. Believe me. Remain in this category for a few days and you'll experience wilayat by yourself. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك مجيبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هم إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندم ولا مفتونين. اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان. اللهم أحسن أخلاقنا بنور القرآن. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. ربنا تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وسائر عباداتنا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.